Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Let's hate, man.
Rocket to the dog.
I'm asking where the white power rankings
be. I just have always preferred the white.
I wish I could have more white things. The color white to me just always works.
Could you mix in a black?
My mom is adorably racist. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
He's got a dog mentality.
God dang, what do you think?
Girl, you something else.
They fell in love.
I ran through that bull junk you wrote.
No. I'm moving more into the whites.
Strong. No.
We're just playing with men with holes.
You've given away
that
too much
for the good of the game.
You can just compress from miles.
But I'm actually looking to
hit me. To move his
now.
Boy.
All right. Look at that. On time on a Friday for the club.
Upset of the century.
Yeah, Kurt Ludwig's happy.
Yeah, he is.
Because we usually go along with Joey, but Joey ditched us today, so.
He loves the club, that Kurt.
Kurt does love the club. I can just see him getting housed, sitting out on his back deck, avoiding his family, listening to us.
He's, like, upset because he's missed the beginning of it late, cracking open his beer.
Wait, stop! Is this supposed to be on yet? We won the nutty!
Fucking, fucking. Well, we're glad he likes the club, and we're glad you are enjoying the club as well.
I think we're going to stop.
I don't think we are.
No, we're not.
Make America great, bitch. Did you see the Adrian Peterson card room fight?
Yeah,
before we
I
moved
did.
Any further?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a terrifying, or a, not, it was not terrifying, but a horrible animal story for you coming up. But Adrian Peterson was in I don't know, where was that?
It appears that he was in some poker tournament. I don't know if it was at a card room or...
It looks like a card room.
A casino, but yeah, I mean, it's clearly a room with poker tables and...
Kind of one of those janky ones.
And the video's picking up late, and he's in an altercation with another dude who looks smaller and either white or Hispanic, and they're jawing at each other, and people are trying to get in between them, and the two of them just keep trying to square up like boxers. And then they're throwing haymakers at each other. And Adrian Peterson gets caught with a couple of them.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, the little guy kind of
holds his own for sure.
But it's weird because... who knows what the fight was over? Well, I mean, I think we can all guess it was over a hand or something. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever they were fighting over, it's kind of funny because initially, even the dealer steps in. Like, what are you going to do, dude?
Yeah.
Get out of there. But the dealer steps in, everybody's trying to...
I think the idea is if enough people step in, it'll just stop. Because clearly the dealer himself is not going to stop that.
Yeah, and they kind of were trying to hold him back.
The effort at really shutting it down was kind of half-assed by everybody there.
Oh, 100%.
It was kind of trying to stop it, kind of we don't know what to do because Adrian Peterson's going nuts.
Well, they all bailed.
Yeah.
I've never seen that where you get... Because usually, I mean, you know, it's just... Somebody jumps in and it's like,
hey, guys.
Yeah, hold me back, bro. And then somebody, because they want to be held back, and then somebody does. And
but no, both these guys wanted to go.
No, they wanted to go, and everybody in the room just eventually just were like, all right, fine, go.
Do it.
And they just fought.
Yeah.
Right there in the card room. It was great.
And I thought we were going to see an AP ass whooping,
and
we just didn't.
Boy, I tell you what, yes, it is a twist of all twists that. Once they let him go and AP is being the aggressor and he's going at him with fists up,
yeah.
You're like, oh my God, this guy's going to die at the hands of Adrian Peterson.
At least by the point the camera cuts off, we do not see any such evidence.
And then he pulled out a whip.
A switch.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, a switch. I botched the joke. What was it? What's a switch?
I think it's a long stick that you can use like a whip-like motion with.
Yeah, he beat his kid with it.
Yeah, well, he spanked him with it essentially.
I thought he broke his arm or something, didn't he?
I think you might be conflating. I thought that he used the switch like across the kid's like bare behind, and they were like, "You can't take a stick to a child's butt like that."
Why not?
I don't think you're supposed to hit children in general, let alone with sticks from trees.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Boy, I was conflating. I'm thinking of what the Tyreek Hill one.
I was gonna say I think it was Tyreek Hill's kid who had a broken arm, and also Tyreek Hill was like, quote unquote, boxing with his kid, and he like punched him in the chest and torso a bunch of times.
Yeah, they're saying the injury to the boy's testicles was a specific factor in separating Peterson's actions from what a civil society would accept as reasonable punishment.
Yeah, he was kind of saying I was just being a dad, spanking my kid the way I got spanked. But because of the effect this switch had on the kid specifically in his nether regions, they're like, nah, this is too far.
God, he's a bad guy.
Maybe.
Anyway, something to look up if you're bored. Kurt Ludwig sitting out on your deck. YouTube video. So I asked, would you avoid hitting... you know, we're driving along and there's a squirrel that's playing chicken with your car. You know, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always amazing. Like, I don't think I've ever really run over anything or hit anything. Never hit a deer, never had any of that.
Hit a bird once. It was sitting in the middle of the road. I remember it vividly because I was driving my grandparents back from vacation. They were like too old to drive, and I drove their car down the California coast. And we're heading out, and there was a bird sitting in the middle of the road. And usually the bird just gets up and flies away, but it tries to fly away ahead of where the car is going. Like it just goes the same direction as us, but
it
like
couldn't outrun you.
It couldn't, and it went right underneath, and like I heard it like, and then I like look in the rear view and this bird's just like flapping around on the road. I'm like, no, why did you have to
know?
But of course my at that point very elderly grandmother and grandfather didn't notice at all, and I was like, I guess we'll just keep going.
I guess we'll just keep going. Well, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of a bird was it?
I don't know. Not,
that's rough. But
I mean,
you got to keep driving.
It's just there,
you got the olds
there, and there's enough nature out there. You know, some hawk or something's going to come through and take care of that pretty quick. I think.
Well, fly the other way, bird.
Yeah, you could have gone,
idiot bird.
You could have gone like 275 degrees in any direction, and you chose to go right in front of me. It's kind of on you, bird.
I think I've had a bird hit my windshield before because they're so dumb. But I've never really hit anything.
My mom's hit a deer that went. That then like stayed on the hood of her car, like, and because
what?
And then it like rolled up, rolled up the windshield and went over the back of the car.
Yikes!
Yeah,
yeah, that's rough. I mean, I've heard stories. I mean, you see the damage a deer can do
to your car. Yeah,
like, that's brutal.
Yep.
Then you got to get out and put the deer down if he's still breathing. Mm-hmm. You know, things like. Anyway, I don't think I've ever really hit anything. I saw a dog get run over once, and I got to tell you, dude, it will never leave my.
I hate that
my brain.
Yeah,
the sound or just the. I was playing golf. It's interesting. I was playing golf at Waverly. I got lucky to go play Waverly Country Club one day,
mm-hmm.
And there, you know, they have that road right there.
I'm not familiar with the whereabouts of Waverly.
Well, it's down on right on the Willamette, just south of the Selwood Bridge.
Okay.
And there's a road that goes down to get all the way back in there. That's kind of it's just its own road. It's not busy road at all. It's just the road that goes down to park at the club. But there's a trail alongside it where a woman was. We were on the very first hole, and there's a woman walking her dog, and the dog was off leash and. I saw her, and I saw the dog, and the dog was running around. I'm like, oh, that dog's having fun, and then I'm going to go back to my shot. Well, and then, you know, I'll spare you the details, but moments later, the dog is hit by a van that's coming down the road because the dog was off leash. It darted out into the street. Van didn't see it, hit him. And, boy, it was awful. Just the sound, and I'll never forget it. But in my head, I'm just hoping that the dog... I've told myself the story that the dog lived because the van owner got out. The woman... was cradling the dog. Dog did not die, at least yet. And they got in the van, and the van turned around and took him out. So maybe in my head, I've got the story that the van guy was the hero and took the dog to be saved by the vet.
Well, that's nice.
Okay. But it was not pretty.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I tell you this because we always see the squirrel.
Yep.
And the squirrel's always kind of like, dude, don't do it, don't do it. Do you stop, like, do you...
I break check for the squirrels.
I
like,
do too.
Like, so what I'll do is, like, I'm not swerving for the squirrels, but usually you see them up ahead doing their, like, oh, I'm going to freeze, then I'm going to skitter one way or the other, and, you know, sometimes that's unpredictable. Usually it's the right way out of the way. Sometimes it's back in front of the car. But I'm usually, like, foot covering the brake, ready to give it a little pump and slow down if in case I need to buy the squirrel a little more time. But I'm not doing a lot of swerving.
So, the swerving's different, but you just stop, right? Like, especially if it's not moving along like you think it should, you just stop. It's like, come on, get out of the way. And then it's amazing how many times it happens where the squirrel is sitting there playing chicken with your car, and you think you miss it, or you looks like you hit it, and then you look back and you see
it running.
You
still see
nothing.
Yeah.
Or you see it running.
Right. Yeah.
So I think eventually they get out of the way. Anyway, the reason I tell you this is there was a plane crash in North Carolina. This is a small private plane that crashed earlier this month because it was trying to avoid a turtle on the runway.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And two people died.
You got to just bust that shell like Mario Brothers, man. Like, I'm sorry. You can't be doing something wonky with the plane at the last minute for the turtle.
Right?
I'm sure all the people in that plane wanted the turtle to live, but not as much as they wanted to live.
So they were at Sugar Valley Airport in Mocksville. And by the way, if I'm picturing Sugar Valley Airport in Mocksville, can't somebody run out there and pick up the turtle and move it off the runway before the plane lands?
Well, my guess is if they knew that, they would have done so.
They did, because it says that the operator spotted the turtle and warned the pilot ahead of time that there was a turtle on the runway.
Okay, well, this sucks, because then it shouldn't have gotten that low in the first place. It should have taken another pass and said, hey, could you get that turtle out of there for us? Or, like, could you send us to another runway? Is the turtle going to interfere with our landing? It feels like just a little more communication here. Watch The Rehearsal with Nathan Fielder. They talk all about communication in the cockpit. But yeah, it seems like something's needed here.
Well, they said that they spotted the turtle and warned the pilot who had landed on the runway. The pilot then lifted the right main wheel to avoid hitting the reptile.
No, dude. All the landing gear's got to go up or it all stays down. You're not making concessions.
Yeah,
the turtle.
Well, I wonder what would have happened if it hit the turtle. You know,
not as much as the two people dying for trying to not hit the turtle.
But I'm guessing that's what they're thinking, is that we can't hit this turtle because if we hit the turtle, we could go skidding off of the runway. So we want to avoid the turtle. I mean, in other words, I don't think the life of the turtle is the issue. I think they're just trying to avoid hitting something with their plane. That's how I view it.
I guess.
The operator spotted the turtle, and they said the operator stated that she heard the pilot advance the throttle after he raised the right wheel. The airplane left her point of view, and she was unable to see the airplane after that. A witness said the wings of the plane began to rock back and forth before it took to the air again. The witness lost sight of the plane after it dipped behind the hangar and over the trees where it vanished. The witness then heard a loud crash and saw smoke. They said the plane was discovered more than 250 feet from the end of the runway. The airplane was wedged between several trees and remained in one piece except for a few pieces of fabric that were found in an adjacent stream next to the accident site. The fabric on the fuselage, cowling, and wings was completely burned off, and the airplane frame was visible. The pilot and a passenger were killed, and another passenger was severely injured.
Yikes.
Meanwhile, that stupid turtle's just strutting his way over to the other side of the runway.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Dude, that's wild. Bad luck.
Not if you're that turtle.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez.
But maybe they die anyway if they hit the turtle. I don't know.
Maybe.
All right, let's get to having 106 kids and how you split up your fortune. That's next on The Fan. All right, now to Pavel Durov.
Here now!
We've talked about him before. He is the founder and CEO of instant messaging app Telegram. And he came out in an interview recently in a French political magazine called Le Point.
Le Point?
And he said he plans to leave his fortune to the more than 100 children he has fathered.
Was he a sperm bank guy or just really yes. slinging it around?
There were six six that were conceived naturally. And the rest
and 100 that weren't?
Yes, actually there are 106 total. He has 100 donor babies.
Take that for math.
Wait, hold on. He said, okay, so he's Russian-born. He's a tech tycoon. He says his estate, he's worth about $14 billion, and it will be split between his six children from relationships and the scores of others whom he fathered through sperm donation. He said, they are all my children and will all have the same rights. I don't want them to tear each other apart after my death. I have news for this guy before we continue. Yeah. They're still going to tear each other apart.
You think?
After his death. Because if I'm one of the six naturally conceived, I mean, I'm...
I'm one of the real kids.
Yes, I'm looking at the other 100 going, what?
We're not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And then those kids are like, oh, you think your life is more valuable than mine That's because right. you had a loving mom?
That's right. Well, I didn't. Then he said, the number of children he has fathered, he said the doctor told him that it was his civic duty to donate his high-quality donor material, which he did over the course of 15 years.
I'm sorry, do we buy that, or is that just something guy who does that likes to say?
Yes.
My doctor was so impressed by my sperm, he told me you got to give more. It's a disservice to society.
By the way, this is a narcissist, probably psychopath.
Yeah.
Convincing himself that he's so great.
The world needs more of him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly why we don't need 106 more of him.
No, in fact, they should probably put a cap on this guy.
Right. They should not have let him
sire
procreate just because he's a tech billionaire. Okay, so according to Bloomberg, Durov is worth an estimated $14 billion, but he dismissed such estimates as theoretical. He says, since I'm not selling Telegram, it doesn't matter. I don't have this money in a bank account. My liquid assets are much lower, and they don't come from Telegram. They come from my investments in Bitcoin in 2013. He said, regardless, his children will have a long wait for their inheritance. He said, I decided that my children would not have access to my fortune until a period of 30 years has elapsed, starting today. I want them to live like normal people, to build themselves up alone, to learn to trust themselves, to be able to create, not to be dependent on a bank account. I want to specify that I make no difference between my children. There are those who were conceived naturally and those who come from my sperm donations.
Which, that's already interesting because, now I don't know how this all goes, but I think usually when you do the sperm donation thing, there's the whole like, I don't want to be contacted or I don't have to be contacted. Like, if you have children with a partner who you raise and nurture, that is a lot different than just giving up your sample to for somebody else to use.
Well, yeah. You don't think the six naturals
are thinking...
You don't think they're
I'm not any more special to you than...
Oh, dude.
Like...
Well,
come
I'm
on.
Just saying, like, once he's dead,
yeah,
because this was his choice. I mean, it's his money. It's
right,
his
no,
choice.
They'll say we're the more entitled group.
Yeah, oh, they're going to sue.
For sure.
I mean, this is a lot of dough. But they don't get access until 2055?
Okay.
Now, this raises another question. Is there any way you can live a normal life knowing that that's coming?
Ooh.
In 30 years? Now, 30 years is a long time.
It is. You better get used to not having it.
Yeah,
but it's easy for people to kind of put that money in the mental bank already. Like
exactly.
I have this coming. I can afford this.
See, I think if you're due that much, so what is it? Well, he said equal. So 14 billion. 1 second. Stand by, please. Go into my iCalc. Right there.
It looks like 13 million. No. 132 million per
each.
Kid.
Yeah, 132 million for each kid.
Okay, maybe the six don't need to gripe. That's plenty.
So if you got 132 million coming to you in 30 years, how do you live your life? Fascinating question.
Now, is this one of those things? Like, I immediately think to like high school LeBron James and how he suddenly was able to go like drive a Hummer to high school even though he wasn't making NBA money. Like, there are places, institutions that will loan you money, give you money with the promise that you have income coming in eventually. Like,
yeah, that's what I was wondering. That.
So my wonder is, can you take proof of your, like, I guess proof of future?
You'd have to have a copy of his will.
Right, yeah.
Prove that you're
a future benefactor and say, hey, because this money's going to be mine eventually, can I get some now? And maybe there are banks that would do that. Maybe they're like, no chance. We got to wait to see what happens.
That's a good question. I don't know about that. I mean, 30 years is a long time. So it's like if a bank, like let's say he doesn't have one of his kids doesn't have kids of their own. The banks would be like, well, if you die, I'm not getting my $2 million that I'm loaning you back.
Do you think they all start killing each other to try to make sure their sum's a little bit more? And dude. A lot of them don't even know who they are. They, like, go into the database, and it's like Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Start hunting each other down. Make the pot juicier for the rest of them. Squid Games.
That's crazy. I don't know that I could build a normal life knowing I was going to get $132 million in 30 years. I think I would try to bridge that gap. Look, I'm just being honest here. I think I'd try to bridge that gap the easiest way possible. And the first thing I'm doing is I'm having my own kids, right?
Yeah.
Because if I die,
you want to make sure that there's
I want
to
make sure they're
to go.
Yeah, yeah, they'll get some of it. Lucky little bastards.
Yeah, and then I also wonder, okay, like from an institutional standpoint, if somebody comes to you with this proposition, hey, I'm going to come into $132 million in 30 years, what do you say, like, you spot me this now and all, like,
yeah.
Could an institution say, sure, if we can get 50% back on that, we'll loan you $20 million now. You just have to give us $30 when you get, like, I wonder, they've got to be able to make the interest rate sexy enough at some point that they're like, yeah, this is a good deal for us, but not if they think you're going to default.
Right. Would you, let's say I will, okay, so how old are you?
I'm 40.
That's right, you just turned 40. When you're 70...
I'm a man! I'm 40!
I'm going to give you $132 million.
Okay.
When you're 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have any access to that until then.
Okay.
Okay, so all this bank talk,
mm-hmm.
You're not getting it.
Okay.
You little bitch. Not a dime. But when you're 70, you are getting $132 million.
Okay.
And you already have two young boys.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you die before then, they're going to get your $132 million. Mm-hmm. It's coming into your family.
Yeah.
Or I will offer you right now. I'm trying to think of the number.
You're doing the lottery thing, aren't you? Like, are you going to take the money later? You're going to do the lump sum now?
Yeah, I'm going to give you you're getting the lump sum later.
Well, yeah.
I think the more interesting question is if I give you less... but I give, and I mean a lot less, but I give it to you now.
What number do you say?
What do you do?
Where do you draw the line?
I mean, you know, if I gave you $5 million.
I was going to say even just 10% of that.
Right now.
Let's say 10% of that's $13 million. Like,
okay, let's do that. $13 million. See, well, I think.
I mean, 5% of it is like $6.5 million.
Right, but I think that people would take a lot less.
I do too.
If it's up front.
Yeah.
Because
I think there are people that would just take $1 million up front because they're like, it's $1 million.
Or $2 million. Yeah, exactly. But I'm thinking the reason I said $5 million is because you could retire on $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to stretch it because you're only 40. But that's a lot of dough. Yeah, I'm going to give you $5 million right now. Or $132 million when you're 70. What do you do?
Bird in hand, I'm taking the $5 million
now. Really?
I just think there is so much uncertainty about what comes tomorrow, let alone next year, let alone 30 years from now. I know that with $5 million right now, I can improve my family's life. Right now, I mean, not that we're crazy rich, can do whatever we want all the time, millionaires. But you take that five right now, things get substantially better right away.
The grind is over,
and you're not waiting for 30 years.
The grind is over,
so I'm taking it.
Okay, what about $2 million?
I don't know if I am.
$2 million's a lot of dough.
It still is. I mean, it's probably,
I'll wire it to you tomorrow.
It's probably still a yes.
Wow. Okay.
I mean,
interesting exercise.
What's the number for you?
Interesting.
Okay, well, let's start with the five. Are you taking the $5 million?
No.
Are you taking $10 million?
So again, now my scenario is different because I'm 50.
Right.
Or will be.
Oh,
50.
So yeah. So
I'll be 80.
So you'll have to be 80, yeah.
Boy, but that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it almost makes no sense for me to take it at 80.
Unless your plan is just to make sure that your family is set up for generations.
$10 million right now, I would be able to retire. I mean, not that I want to quit this great show.
Why would you? You could take the $5 million and keep doing this show.
That's true. I could take $10 million and keep doing this show if I wanted. Mm. What a great question. I think I'm going to wait and take the 132.
Okay.
Because
even if you're offered 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're doing fine, and that's just a lot of money that I know that my family will get. And so then it's over for everybody. It's not about me. It's over.
Right.
My wife's going to live till she's 150, so she'll get that and meatball and their kids and like that. That's too much money to say no to.
Right. And so I get that. That somebody points out too, and I don't know if this is exactly accurate, but that if you're doing 10% and you're getting $13 million a year, you could bank $650K a year on interest.
Yeah. Okay.
So
sure.
If you have enough to let your money start working for you right away while also improving your life, I think you just go for it.
But, you know, you spend... Listen, here's what I know about me as a retiree.
Mm-hmm.
My ass is going to be expensive. Because I'm going to travel. I like to stay at nice places.
It's
like to do a lot of different things. I play golf. Ah! I like... My lifestyle... You know, I'm not this balling on a budget kind of guy. When I retire, I want to ball the way I want to ball. Are your balls jiggling? So I'm going to have substantially more than I think maybe the average.
But also
guy.
Balling on a budget, I mean, I guess it's relative. It feels like there are ways that you can do it. I guess to truly ball, you need to wait it out. Maybe that's just it.
Someone said, Rob has way too many terrible habits to assume he's going to get anywhere near 80. Now, why is that? What do I do? Well, first of all, my dad's 82. And my mom's 80. They're still alive and doing great at 82. What? I mean, I don't smoke. I drink.
Yeah.
What else do I do that's so harmful?
Are you inactive?
I don't eat poorly. I'm active.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I don't see why.
I'm good. The guy that's going to die.
Shoulder.
Well, I have tendonitis in my shoulder, yes. That may kill me. The guy that's going to die early is Sukanik, and he even knows it.
Yeah.
I wonder what he would say. I'm going to pose this to him on Monday.
Yeah. I think he's not taking the 5, but is taking the 10. I think he'll take the 10. Although...
Yeah, because he just wants to ride off into the sunset.
But also, he's got 3, like, young adult kids, so that 132 could do a lot for them. So...
That's right. See, I think about the... I don't know. I'm guessing somebody in their 20s is more inclined to take the smaller amount.
To wait, yeah.
They're going to take the smaller amount because they're grinding it out. Like, they haven't established themselves yet.
Sure.
As you get older, if you're established, you realize you don't need that much.
Right. But also, the younger you are, the more relatively young you are when you get that big lump sum. If you get this proposal to you when you're 20,
then you're 50.
Then at 50, you're balling with $132 million.
And then you can still build your life.
Like, yeah.
The way you normally would, just knowing that at 50, you're cashing out everything. That's a good one. So when you're 20, you're right. You might be more inclined to wait and just like. Oh.
But it depends on the person. I mean, 20-year-olds are impatient. They want a ball right now.
Tell you what, you're at that age. I'd say between 35 to 40 is the key age where this is a difficult one.
I agree. I think the choice is tougher for me than it is for you. Not because we're that far apart, but because getting that money at 70 versus 80 feels substantial.
I'm also going to bring this up to my wife tonight.
Yeah, the text line suggested that we have this exercise with our significant others, and I think that'll be interesting.
Somebody said, Rop imbibes and the sins of the flesh. God. And no, we don't know how old this guy's kids are. I kind of wanted to see the Wang. All right, well... Interesting exercise nonetheless. Now, this is how you get cheap liquor. We'll get to that story next. Here's Buck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, and for our final story tonight, I tease this by saying this is how you get cheap liquor. Boy, I've never been more proud of some drunkards in my life. This story comes to us from Ghana.
Now I remember this. I think I sent this to
you. You sent this to me. Yeah.
I didn't know what you were talking about, and now I remember.
This is great. This comes from the Nigerian Tribune. The Ghana Drunkards Association has issued a 3-week ultimatum to the government to reduce the prices of alcoholic beverages or face a massive nationwide protest from its reported 16.65 million members.
It's a big group.
Power in numbers, dude. In a video posted on X on Sunday, a man identified as Moses Obois, believed to be the association's leader or spokesperson, said the government must act swiftly in response to the recent appreciation of the Ghanaian cedi, which he said...
I believe that's Ghanaian.
Ghanaian C-E-D-I? Cedi? Which he said should have led to a reduction in alcohol prices. To date, the prices of alcoholic drinks keep going up. If you purchase alcohol, there is an increment of about 15%, and this affects vendors. We've learned that the cedi, I don't know what that means, has gained some strength, and the price of some items has been reduced. However, the cost of alcohol remains too high.
Oh, it looks like cedi is their unit of currency.
Ah.
Because when I type in cedi, it says cedi to dollar conversion. So that's the Ghanaian currency.
Got it. I don't know much about Ghana. Can I pay you to go to Ghana, or would you go to Ghana on your own? Take a trip to Ghana?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty adventurous when it comes to travel, but my guess is I would go, but I could come up with other places I'd probably prefer to go more.
He further appealed directly to the authorities, saying, "We are therefore calling on President John Dramani Mahama and his Minister of Trade and Industry to do something about the prices. We have given them a 3-week grace period to meet us so we can deliberate on how to reduce the prices of alcohol. We are not making this call for only alcoholic drinks, but for the non-alcoholic drinks as well." See, that's smart. You rope in the cola drinkers and all that. The warning follows a remarkable rebound of the, what'd you call it, the Ghanaian cedi in 2025, which is appreciated nearly 50% against the U.S. dollar, making it the best performing currency globally so far this year.
Okay.
Boy, what a rally. You know, we're seeing a lot of protests around here. You know, in the U.S. It's a smattering, really.
Not for causes like this.
But I tell you what, yeah. Do we have a drunkard association? I'd join.
I think we're probably more likely to have a fentanyl organization.
The organized fentanyl users?
Well, they've all banded together already, haven't they?
I think this is great. You know, in Oregon, we have the OLCC, which is a very strange thing coming from another state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a lot of states have a liquor control...
I was blown away by this when I came to college in Oregon.
Yeah,
because
you're from California.
I'm from California, where we just, you know, you buy your liquor at the grocery store, and like there aren't a bunch of extra. Like when I found out you had to go specifically to a liquor store to get liquor, and you couldn't get it there, and additionally that they had like different hours, and in most cases weren't open on Sundays. I'm like, what is this?
It's weird.
Yeah,
and you guys maybe don't know it's weird because you're used to it because you lived here, but in other states they don't have this. It's like the Gestapo of liquor.
Wow.
And the only way we're going to get them, because they're hoarding our Poppy Van Winkle, right? Wasn't that the big story? That they were taking all the really expensive bourbon bottles? And
I think that's right.
Keeping them for themselves?
Yeah, when good stuff would come in, they'd essentially just hold it aside, yeah.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Probably with those liquor fools.
I'm going to start the Oregon Drunkard Association.
Okay.
And we're going to meet.
Where's your first stop to round up new recruits?
Well, I feel like there are drunks everywhere. That's our power. Is there are many of us, and we're all over the place.
So you starting in dive bars or large establishments?
Oh, well, yeah. I would say maybe we get to some sort of festival.
Ooh,
you know,
that's a good idea. Yeah.
A lot of people drinking at festivals. Uh-huh. You have the Waterfront Blues Festival coming
Although, those are expensive drinkers. Like, you also need to make sure you're targeting the ones who are looking for, like, the cheapest, easiest fix and, like, who's got my $3 beers.
Maybe I'm going to the liquor store. I'm going right to the OLCC. They control those liquor stores. I'm setting up shop in front of their door.
Yeah.
Join my association. We'll get cheaper prices. Power in numbers. Let's go. I love that. Way to go, Ghana. How about Ghana with a drunkard association?
Love it.
Smart move. All right. We must break. We will come back and wrap it up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What the hell is going on?
So,
we've got a texter here who said, I had a student from Ghana. For Africa, it's reasonably developed and modern, right by the equator, so it's warm and tropical, good beaches and food, including great chocolate and coffee.
Sounds delightful.
He sure makes it sound delightful, yeah. What is the best country in Africa to visit?
I'm Googling that right now.
Because I've always kind of wanted to go on an African safari.
My dad and stepmom have done that, and they've said it's life-changing.
Yeah.
They said it's incredible. They actually want to try to take the kids, but it's with littles, it's way too hard to do.
Where'd they go? I don't even know.
Oh,
where
boy.
You go. Where do you go?
That's a good question.
The Serengeti? Like, what? I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar.
I think they went to Kenya. I think.
Okay. No,
they saw lions and elephants.
I'd go to, like, if you said you got to go tomorrow to an African country, you'd go to South Africa, right?
Wouldn't I guess.
You? I mean, all the, you know, Cape Town and all that. Come on. It's nice down there.
So it says Kenya, known for the Maasai Mara and the Great Migration, offering classic safari experiences. Tanzania, very popular, home to the Serengeti.
There we go.
And Zanzibar, providing diverse wildlife and beach escapes.
Ooh, Zanzibar.
Botswana, a premier destination with a focus on conservation and unique experiences like safaris. And then, South Africa.
Well, that's not very unique. Safaris, they all have safaris.
I don't know.
What about Ethiopia?
Features ancient rock-cut churches, historical sites in Lalibela and Gondar, and unique cultural experiences. Now, also included in the African continent, Morocco and Egypt.
Yeah. Egypt,
I mean, it's kind of cheating, but give me the Seychelles. It's like Hawaii for Africa.
Yeah. Egypt's never really done much for me.
I mean, it's a giant sandbox, right?
Yeah. And I know people travel there, and it's...
Aaron Rodgers did. Pissed Robert Saleh right off.
Wait, what?
Aaron Rodgers last year was not at, like, the team's first activities because he had a trip planned to Egypt that he basically wouldn't move.
Oh, that's right.
And then Saleh had to do the expectation is to be here. Well, actually, this was an excused absence, and they had to do this whole song and dance because basically he's like, no, man, you did camp on my vacation.
He who won't... So Rodgers, you said, won't wear wireless earbuds?
Yeah, that was a news story going around today because he was spotted walking alone on the beach with earbuds in, but the old school iPod and iPhone ones that have the cord that goes into the bottom of your phone. And apparently he will not do Bluetooth speakers because he thinks it messes with your brainwaves.
Well, maybe he's right.
And also people are saying, how come we've seen Aaron Rodgers since allegedly getting married and no one's seen his wife yet?
He got married?
Yes. That was one of the first things he said when he showed up to Pittsburgh. He's married now.
To who?
Someone named Brittany, we think. No one in the public eye.
What
it's all very
hell?
Weird.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
We think...
Egypt is a developing country, not a developed country. I caught myself on that one. Yeah, I'm out on Egypt.
Mozambique, beautiful beaches, islands, and islands including the Bazaruto Archipelago.
All right. I mean, sounds to me like you can probably get a little something in all of them, many of them.
You can go to Rwanda for gorilla trekking if you want to do that 100 men versus one gorilla thing.
What does that mean? Gorilla trekking?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Tell me
more about that.
Maybe like hiking and finding gorillas and also gorilla trekking in Volcanoes National Park. Let's find out.
Wait, what? You just go, like you can do that? You can just go on a hike and chill with gorillas?
Let's see. Rwenzori, trek experiences or trek expeditions, where to see gorillas in Africa. Yeah, it seems like you basically go on gorilla hikes, I guess.
How do they keep you safe? Is that a dumb question?
I don't know.
How do they keep you safe on...
Bring 100 men.
How do they guard you on safaris?
I think that you are in trucks that
You sleep out there.
Yeah, you sleep out there, but usually you have some sort of...
What do you got? I feel like you don't know, and you're about to say something that you have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, no, because my dad and stepmom did this. I mean, it was
like an armed guard.
It was some sort of kind of, well, this won't surprise anyone, some sort of privileged glamping type experience.
Oh.
And
yeah, I'm sure there's different degrees.
I think they went a couple places. I think one of the places they went actually had like a physical perimeter where like a fence that you go inside at night, but they went other places. I think that had guards, but they said they like woke up and like giraffes came right to their window. So
window.
Yeah. They were in a building out in the middle of nowhere.
Whoa.
For one of them. I'm trying to read about gorilla trekking.
Would you want to be a safari guard? What a terrible job.
No.
Protecting all the rich white people from lions?
The animals who've always lived there.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Well, I assume it's safe. You never really hear about people getting killed on a safari. I mean, every once in a while.
But it's always... Anytime you see somebody, a person getting killed or hurt by a large exotic species, it's almost always somebody like getting out of a car, yeah, one of those drive-through safaris, or like I tried to take on this elephant on my own 2 feet with a gun and then it charged me, or like, you know.
Or they have a bunch of ruffles in their tent.
I think generally if you are leaving the animals be, it is a pretty safe experience.
Generally doesn't cut it for me, though.
That's fair. I'm sure there is a... What do you think the percentages are that something goes wrong on your safari animal-wise? Is it 1 in 100? Is it lower than that?
I don't know what the percentages are, but I've seen those vids of the lions crawling in through the... Like, those, like the people are driving in the little carts, and there's really no... There's no doors on them. They're open air.
Yeah.
You seen that? And the lion just crawls up in there? Like,
yeah.
I've seen those. Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want that.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I've also seen the ones where they're in, like, kind of big jeeps, and then suddenly, like, elephants come out of a big brush, and they decide they're going to stampede, and you're like, I hope our jeep's fast enough.
See, I hate to say this, but I just know myself, and I'm just going to be honest. If I go on an African safari, it's going to be kind of a bougie one. I'm going to pay extra for certain things. And maybe I'll even, like, saddle a lion and ride it, you know? They have that?
You could probably find some, I don't know, dark web safari that'll allow you to, like, I don't know, not only ride a lion, but also, like, wear a giraffe as a hat.
You can kill them, like those big game hunter losers.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't want to do that.
And then people would come back and Yelp review your radio show and get you fired.
Oh, I totally... Don't you think I would be fired, or if Suk... If one of us got...
Oh, the public outrage here that they found out one of you jabronis went out on a safari and like...
If there's a photo of Sukanik posing with a bloody lion,
or like, and you come back with your tusks, you're all proud of yourself with this slain elephant.
He's all flexing. He's out of here. Hell, I'll kick his ass out of here. Like that.
I mean, the bike community almost shut you guys down. Think about what the animal community would do.
That's right. I'm pro-animal. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We are back Monday. No show Tuesday. We got the Fan Golf Classic, but, you know, hopefully we'll see you out there.
We will have a Game 7 to discuss on Monday.
Hell yeah, we will. That's going to be great. Everybody, have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.